Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode 39. Tonight's the second part of the March 8th, 2003 show, featuring the amazing, lovely Heather West and Steve George. Talk a little bit more about that here in a second. First off, excuse me, I clear my throat in an unprofessional manner because I do this stuff live. Yes. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Suddenly, downloads have woken up since the first of the year. There was this, right after the election, we just, like, took a nosedive. And we were that way through Christmas and New Year's. And then after New Year's, right around the mythical Brandon Dennis show, we all of a sudden just took off. And I think a lot of that is from people at the Blues Historian. Thank you for listening while you browse. In case you're wondering, Blues Historian is an old blog of mine. Now, if you go to the front page, you'll just see nothing but podcasts, but you do a little searching, you'll find thousands, literally thousands of posts on all sorts of blues, contemporary blues, blues history, local blues, regional blues, national blues. So that's the Blues Historian blog, bluesman2001.blogspot.com. So, yeah, it's an old blogger. But boy, is that pulling in people. And it always has. I've never understood why that thing is so popular. But it always has. I had a lot of videos at one time, but I think most of those are not working anymore. But and if you do run across something that on that Blues Historian blog, just put a comment or send an email to bluesman2001@hotmail.com and we'll fix it right up. All right, tonight's show is kind of cool. West, and I'm not really sure what happened to Heather West, she was kind of a popular singer, and I think she might have been a Christian singer and maybe country. I don't know. Maybe the interview will clear that up. But she was a really good singer, we had a great time playing with her, and I believe she even shows up in season 4, so this will be first appearance, and then we'll catch up to season 4 in a bit. And then, of course, Steve George, the Iowa Blues Hall of Famer, Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, our number one guest in season 3. He showed up quite a few times to bail us out. And there's one humorous bit is we got Frank Freight Train Strong. Apparently he had a couple gigs out west in San Jose and San Juan, he was promoting it, and I don't know why, but it obviously goes off the rails as every conversation with Frank tends to do. Understand that's a lot of shtick. You know, Frank was comedy relief for the show. And so that's what that's going on there. Also news, got me a new toy. I have this thing that supposedly can convert cassettes to digital. And it's supposed to be really easy, which I like. I like easy. So if it works, then maybe next week's show will be one of them really old ones from the 90s, or maybe even older. I mean, I got cassettes going all the way back into the 80s, so hey, who knows? Who knows what you might hear next week? If not, we'll have something else, because we got plenty of material. And then as far as season 6 goes, I don't know. It's looking a little bleak here, at least till summer now, because got some financial concerns coming up here, and boy, that just kind of took the wind out of my sails. So We're probably going to be looking at summer before we do anything, but you never know. But there's definitely, we're definitely going to have season six. Talk to Jono about it. He wants to do it. If it's just me and Jono and a cassette recorder, we'll do it that way. But it will happen. But I think we're looking at summer right now. So anyway, hope you're having a good winter. It's been crazy here. It's been way too warm in February, and then we had a blizzard, so there you go. All right. You never know. They say in Iowa, if you don't like the weather, stick around 5 minutes, it'll change. So there's your explanation, I guess. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, episode 39 of the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tommy. Thank you. Our next guest coming up here is her first appearance on the Iowa Blues Showcase. She sings blues, jazz, soul, everything. And we're glad to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather West. Good job, Dave.
Hey, everybody. I do sing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Kind of like the Iowa weather. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I had
missed
the wrong
that cue.
I had the wrong setup. I'm sorry. I'm ready to play Pioneer.
Thank you. it's making me so angry. I know now the flame will always burn, always burn. And Lord, I'll never get over. But I know now I'll never, never learn.
I'm
moon jazz, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sounds of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. And all the soul of moonlight seems to shine.
Well, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. This is my first time, so I've been broken in, I think.
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you what, we've been wanting to have female guests on the show for a long time, and we haven't had too many over the last 3 years, but we're glad to add more and more female performers to our Blue Showcase.
We don't allow just anybody.
That's right. We don't allow just anybody. You're really, really good.
And
so where you been? And most of the blues fans here probably haven't had a chance to hear you. So where have you played and where are you playing and where are you going to play?
Oh, well, I'm one of Des Moines' best kept secrets, I think. I've been in Des Moines all my life, actually. I've never had the opportunity or chance to escape yet. But I've kind of grown up singing and doing stuff in church, and I kind of broke out into the secular scene about 2 years ago. So I'm pretty new to the Des Moines secular music circuit, and I'm just kind of breaking in and networking and doing what I can, where I can, when I can.
And what places have you played here in Des Moines that...
Started a band called MPH. We started out as three, and now we're eight. So I guess there's some magnetism there. Mm-hmm. We play at Jazzy Willie's, we play at Fratello's, we play out here at Starry Night. There's your plug, Chuck. So yeah, we're just kind of expanding and getting our repertoire built up, and got some really, really good talent in the band. I'm really proud of it, so.
Cool, cool. And are we gonna be adding more blues to the repertoire?
I do believe so.
Oh, cool, that'd be great.
All Writing a few myself right now, so.
All right, well, do you have another song you wanna do with us?
Yeah, let's try some Tracy Chapman.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather West.
Called too many times. can call me, baby. You can call me anytime, but you got to call me. Oh, give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Hey, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
Hello, West, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
We're right back with Steve George and the Jam Session. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Tom Gehry from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. The page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos, links to music, anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band, as long as it's blues. And especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us. Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks.
Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. This is the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. I had to wake up. I'm back. And Before we feature Mr. Steve George, we have Frank has some sort of announcement. He's been kind of glum recently and a bit depressed, and I'm not really sure, although he's got a smile ear to ear at the moment.
I'm happy. I'm really happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy. I got a gig this summer.
Okay, where's your gig?
On the West Coast, I actually have a gig this summer. I'm really excited about it. I got a gig. I got two gigs, actually. One in San Jose and one in San Juan.
Frank?
What?
You don't pronounce the J's in Spanish words.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm giving away my kind of Iowa roots here, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for asking, though. I am excited about it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are you going to play down there?
I'm going to play railroad music, of course.
Railroad music down in San Jose and San Juan.
San Juan, yeah.
San Juan. Yeah. Do you think it's really going to go over, these railroad
Well, I think
songs?
So. I think so, yeah. They like railroad songs out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Maybe they're the only ones that like railroad songs. Sure.
Yeah, could be.
Okay.
Well, you know, Frank, I made this promise to you that we are going to feature you before we're done with this run.
You're
going to
beat me with what?
We're going to, feature.
Oh, you're going to
feature you and your railroad songs. Because railroads play part of the blues.
You're frightening the audience.
I know.
You're frightening these poor people. Come on.
Because railroad songs is part of the blues. You know, I want to have you sing three songs. You know, he said stay away from the blues things because, you know, the way you sing them, it's, you know, it's not blues. Yeah. It's kind of like country, I think.
I know what you're saying. It's kind of like bad country, right? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Are we going to have Steve come up here and sing some songs or
let's
what?
Let's bring him up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our good friend. He's been on the show more than anyone else. And he's got a big gig coming up on March 16th at Flanagan's. He's going to be part of the St. Patrick's Day Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve George.
Yeah. Good evening. Yeah. Really sorry that you can't make that also, Tom.
Well, I just found out about it, and it's like, man, it's terrible.
Stuff happens.
It's Mesquita's fault. He told me last night.
Well, let's see. I'll see what maybe see what Sam Salamone's doing or something like that.
That'd oh, unfortunately, unfortunately, Sam's doing the Hall of Fame gig too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I knew that, Tom. That was just a joke.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're gonna miss you though, anyway. All righty. There's a little something called Stepping Out here. I came home this morning, oh, what a shock. Found out my key no longer fit the lock. I said, oh, baby. She said, you can go back where you've been. She said, you've been stepping out. Now someone else is stepping in. She said, I was the fool that you could count on. The one that you could call me when nobody else was at home. But oh, baby, remember how you treated me then? Oh, Lord. She said, you've been stepping out. Now someone else is stepping in. She said, cry your heart out. It won't get through to me. I'm a brand new woman. She said, you can see, got a new way of walking. She said, it's long overdue. Her broken heart is mended. She got a new way of wearing her hair. Got a smile on her face now. I didn't put it there. Oh, baby, yeah, so wrong. Remember how you treated me there? She said, you've been stepping out. Now someone else is stepping in. Oh, play it for me here. Thank you. Thank these cats. All righty then. Sounds good to me.
They're hot. They're hot.
It's my turn?
Yes, it is.
To speak here, Tom. Tom, thought I'd ask anyway. You know. But.
No, actually, you can do another song.
The next tune, Tom, that I talked to Jono about this, and Jono mentioned that this is a tune that you really didn't care to do.
Oh.
Now, this is a good old blues in G tune for Chuck Stormy Monday. Jono said he'd be more than happy to play. What about the rest of the band? Anybody else? Anybody else got a problem with Stormy Monday? These folks don't care. Overruled, Tom
Garrett. I have been set up.
Frank, all right, good idea.
Thank you.
call a storm on Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. They call a storm on Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's even worse. Thursday's was so sad. Says the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday, I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday, baby. Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. Get down on my knees and I pray. Somebody help me, please. All right.
Brown on the saxophone. Smith on the guitar. Yeah. Woo! Stop talking about. Back here, bass, drums, congas. We're gonna get the rhythm section just a little touch of something for you. Oh, woo, thank these cats. All right. And Tom Gehry didn't want to do that, too. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck, for allowing us to do Stormy Monday here in your venue. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, hey, the problem is we have, what, 12 versions of the song right now, Jay? So, yes. So if we ever do get on the air, we'll never be able to play any of these shows in a row. Yeah, we'll have six shows, that's right. They'll all be Stormy Monday, too. That'll be...
Yeah, there you go. The Stormy Monday.
There we go. There we go. That sounds like a great idea. So anyway, Steve, why don't you tell us about the big gig coming up?
The big gig? Let's see, the 16th of March, a week from tomorrow, at Tim Flanagan's... restaurant and grill down on Ingersoll, approximately ML King and Ingersoll. It's part of the St. Patrick celebration. And so myself and the other brothers, yeah. Part of the other brothers right back here, Mr. Don Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy Flanagan is going to shut the restaurant down at about 6 or something, and everything will be moved to a 5,000 square foot tent with 3 heaters and food, tables, chairs, bar, stage, whole, just like the, actually bigger than the area he's got in the club. But anyway, so that's what's going on. So anybody, and it's from 8 to 12. And so I know Monday morning's a work day for those of you who aren't Irish and don't care at that time, just, you know, but come on down. It starts at 8 and spend a little time with us.
Yeah, and it should be a lot of fun. And I wish I could be there, but I got a call from T-Bone and he told me the date and then I still didn't figure it out. And then Rick last night was going, you know, that Hall of Fame thing is next Sunday night. And I thought, what? And it's like, then all of a sudden I realized I'm double booked. So the Hall of Fame induction ceremony is next Sunday and it starts at 6. And so you can come see us for a couple hours, watch us induct some Hall of Fame guys, and then head over and see Steve, who's going to be in that Hall of Fame real shortly. So it'll be a full night.
Gosh. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. New news to me, Tom, but that's good. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, you could always buy your way in with your Medicap stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll work out of the back of my car, I guess, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right. See, you got another song for us?
Yeah, I do. I would also like to mention that I'm in a process of forming a group, and a couple of my cohorts are out here this evening. Mr. Jim Davis,
right.
Guitar player. Larry Sykes from Chicago, bass player.
So, do they want to come up?
No, but I'll be talking to you about that at a little later date.
Oh, I was going to say, they can come up and play if they like, because this is probably going to be our last song of the evening, and
well,
we can make it a jam session.
You know, that's up to the fellas if they want to do that, but, you know.
All right.
We'll wait on
that. We'll get you next time.
Chilly night up here in Ankeny.
rhythm section. John Lee Egan on bass. Rick Muschietta on the drums. And Dave Andrews on the timbales. Blues Showcase is brought to you by Chili Head Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio. By Lawson's Books. Our books don't stink. We're located on East 6th and Grand. Come on down and buy a book. Tasty Tacos. Our tacos are more taco-rific than the other guy. Stop by and see Rick and say hi and say the Isle Blues Showcase sent you. Also brought to you by Starry Nights Coffee House. Now in its new location in the heart of the Ankeny Des Moines campus, Building 5. Ladies and gentlemen, the Isle Blues Showcase is produced by Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, John O. Smith, and Tom Gary. Engineered by Jay Taylor. Written by Frank Strong. Director of the bands is John O. Smith. My name is Tom Gary. Join us next week when we have Jody Bodley and Two Hot Tamales. Woohoo! Anyway, we'll be right back next week. Ladies and gentlemen, you drive home safe. We'll see you again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, baby, can I take you home tonight? Hey, baby, 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 take you for a little ride. Love to you, baby, till the broad daylight. What, baby? Hey, baby, I won't try to tie you down. Woo! Hey, baby, I won't try to tie you down. Part-time lady, I wanna love you, baby. Will you be my part-time lady? Just love, baby. Will you be my part-time lady?
Steve George from the Isle Blues Showcase right there. That was a pretty good show. That was a pretty funny show. I enjoyed that one. It was great music and good fun. All right, we got plenty of time. We're going to throw in a new one here. John O. Smith has recorded a new song, ladies and gentlemen, called Welcome to the Revolution from John O. and the Whatnots. Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere. Take it away, John O.
So it goes. Shooting for the top. When will it stop? stop, no one knows. Not me. Revolution's here. Revolution's in the air. Revolution's here.
Welcome to the revolution.
Revolution's in the air. Welcome to the revolution. Stand and come to the realization the power is in our hands. Offense, defense don't make sense anymore. All those missiles and bombs, everybody up in arms, set for war. Will always be the answer. Peace will always be. Peace will always be the answer. Peace will always be. Peace will always be the answer. Peace will always be. Peace will always be the answer. Peace will always be. Peace will always be. Peace will always be. Peace will always be the answer. Peace will always be. I said peace, peace, peace.
Smith right there. Yeah, I know maybe it's not blues, but you know what? Felt it was par for the times, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so anyway, we gotta go. Don't know what next week's show will be, but I'm sure it'll be a good one because I've got a lot of material, so we're all right. So see you next week on the Iowa Blues.